During the Christmas season, we all receive a lot of gifts and give out a lot of gifts.
在圣诞节的时间，我们收到很多的礼物，我们要把很多的礼物送出去。
I don't know what you think about the value of gift wrapping.
我不知道你认为这个包装礼物的包装这个价值有多少。
To some people, gift wrapping may be worthless. Maybe it doesn't carry a lot of weight.
对有些人来说，那个包装或者包装纸，没有什么价值。
Just look at some children, how they open the Christmas gift.
我们看看孩子们是怎么样打开那个礼物的。
Some of them are, and then all the Christmas wrappings will be just torn to pieces and cast aside.
就是把那个礼物盒和礼包装纸就撕开，就是这样乱七八糟。
All they care is the gift or the toy that is inside it.
他们在乎的就是这个礼物，就是这个礼物盒里头的这个环境。
But for some people, maybe they think that gift wrapping actually enhances the value of the gift.
但是对有一些人来说，这个包装这个礼物盒可以提升这个礼物本身的价值。
Nobody is going to give his loved one a diamond ring and then wrap it around in old newspaper, right?
没有人要送一个钻石给你。喜爱的人是用一个旧的报纸来包装。
I still remember the first time I received an Apple iPhone. And I like that, wow, that packaging is so nice. And today I still keep the package.
我记得我第一次我收到一个礼物，就是一个苹果手机的那个电话。我看到哇，那个包装啊，非常的漂亮。直到今天，这个包装、这个盒子，我还在保存。
Because I treasure the wrappings of this gift.
因为我欣赏那个包装那个美丽美观。
Now let me ask you to think.
那我问大家一个问题，让你思想一下。
If the birth of Jesus is the greatest gift.That God gave to all of us.
如果说主耶稣的诞生是上帝给我们最好的礼物，
How did God present this gift to us?
那么上帝是怎么样把这个礼物来传送给我们的呢？
We all know that we are very familiar with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son.
我们都非常熟悉的一段圣经就是说神爱世人甚至把他的独生儿子赐给我们。
So if God gave his son to all of us,
如果上帝把他自己的儿子都给所有的人，
And Jesus is a gift from God to us,
那么耶稣就是成为上帝的礼物给了我们。
At the birth of his son Jesus, how did God wrap up this gift and present to us?
那么当主耶稣出生的时候，上帝是怎么样来把他包装来送给我们的呢？
In the passage Luke 2 we just read,
刚才我们读着这个路加福音的第二章。
The scripture says on the first Christmas night, it says the angel said, this will be a sign to you, you will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
在圣诞节的第一天第一个晚上上帝向这个牧羊人显示说，你要看见一个婴孩抱着布或在马槽里，就是一个记号。
You may wonder if Jesus, the birth of Jesus is a gift to humanity, how is this wrapping fit this gift?
如果你认为主耶稣他是一个礼物给所有人的，你会思想这个包装是怎么样的呢？
What an unglamorous way to present his son.
可是他不是用一种非常吸引人的 这种方法来包装来送给别人、送给人类。
You all know the circumstances that Jesus was born. They were hastily, they were away from their own home.
我们都知道当主耶稣出生的时候他们都在非常匆忙要离开他本乡匆匆忙忙的出生。
They have nothing special to wrap Jesus, probably just some old garment and hastily wrapped it.
他的父母没有什么可以把主耶稣来穿上，只是用一些破布把他裹上。
There will be no crib for baby Jesus, so he end up lying on an animal feeding trough.
他更没有这个婴孩床让他来睡觉。
Probably it is a trough, a manger that is dirty and stinky.
他只能睡在一个非常肮脏、非常破烂的一个喂马的一个马槽。
I want everyone to think about it. Why did God arrange His Son to be born in such a circumstances?
我要大家思想的，为什么上帝让他的孩子、儿子？降生的时候是用这一种的方法。
Could that be an oversight from God?
他是不是我们的上帝疏忽了、忽略了这件事情呢？
I don't think so. God is so omniscient. God knows everything. How would God miss this delivery, the gift wrapping detail?
我认为不是，我们的上帝无所不知、无所不能，他怎么可能就是忘记怎么样来包装他的儿子呢？
Even his son giving birth in the city of David in Bethlehem is part of his grand plan. Why is this circumstances not being carefully thought out by our God?
他生在大卫城，在那里有他很多的朋友，那个家庭，他们不会忘记怎么样来包装，来个包装，这个 baby 那个婴孩。
I don't have a direct line to God, but I can suggest something, three reasons that I think that is very secure, very meaningful of how Jesus was wrapped and given to us.
我不能直接在那里问上帝因为是什么，但是我可以提议有从三方面来思想这个问题。
I think number one, it does not mean that the birth of Jesus is not precious.
第一，耶稣基督的降生不是没有价值的。
This humble wrapping of Jesus is not to signify that Jesus' birth is not significant.
这个非常卑微的这种的包装不代表主耶稣不尊贵。
But rather, this is actually the gift of Jesus is something that is very significant.
但是这个耶稣这个出生这个礼物就是大好的信息。
The angel declared the birth of Jesus as good news of great joy that is for all the people.
天使他宣告这个礼物，这个主耶稣的降生是一个大好的信息，是关乎万民的。
How can a gift be a good news for all the people, all generation? Doesn't matter of what race, what background, what education, is good news for all the people.
这个根本就没有可能。这个礼物是给所有世界上每一个人，无论你的种族、你的肤色，或者是以后的万代。
And that is because that he is the savior for the sin of all humanity.
因为这个礼物就是给所有犯罪的人类。
The gift of Jesus is for everyone.
这个礼物耶稣基督就是给你给我的。
And this Jesus is the Messiah, the Lord.
这个耶稣就是弥赛亚，我们的救主。
To signify the significance,Jesus' birth was honored by a celebration of a great host of angels in the sky.
要表示那个耶稣基督的降生是非常重要。耶稣的出生被千万的天使还有千金来信主来荣耀他。
The scriptures do not say how many angels in the heavenly choir, but it says a great company of heavenly hosts.
圣经里头没有说天上的诗班有多少人，但是有一大批的诗班在那个。
When the scripture says something like great or wonderful, I'm sure it would be great and wonderful.
当圣经说是伟大，非常大，就是一定是非常大，非常伟大。
I don't think it is just 10 or 20.But it probably thousands of heavenly angels singing in the skies.
我相信不是20、30，我相信是千千万万的这个天使诗班在天上来颂赞。
I think some of you recently watched the burial, the remembrance service of the previous George Bush Senior, of his funeral service, right?
我相信大家都有看到。大概一个月之前，美国的前总统老布什他这个葬礼。
I did not watch the state funeral in Washington D.C., but I watched part of his burial in Texas near George Bush Library.
我没有看那个国家的这个纪念葬礼，但是我看了他一个家庭的这个他埋葬的那一天的这个葬礼。
It was a family burial, but the government, U.S. government, still honored the official burial of George Bush Senior.
那个，但是整个美国还是用一种非常庄严的来把前总统这个老布什来埋葬。
I remember the national band, the army band was playing the national American national anthem.
我记得那个军乐队要演奏那个美国的国歌的时候。
And at the very last note of the national anthem,
当他们演奏到最后一个音的时候，
suddenly a formation of fighter jets, 21 of them.Flying at very low altitude and roaring across at the very last note.
就是突然之间有21个战斗机低空的飞行，一直的飞唱一个阵头。
In a very organized formation, and then the TV announcer was describing the whole ground was rock shaking.
就是很整齐的向前低空的飞行，这个在电视机这个评论人说，就是整个地都在震动。
And I was watching that, I got goosebumps.
我当我看的时候，我也起了这个鸡皮疙瘩。
He was such beautifully orchestrated, honoring a past president of United States.
这个完全是一个精心策划安排的这个葬礼，来
If this is how they honor a past president of a country, how would God arrange something to celebrate the birth of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords?
就是美国的总统他去世了，他用那么荣耀的来给他葬礼。那么我们的上帝这个礼物是给人类。
So I am sure that at that evening of the first Christmas, the celebration of the heavenly great company of heavenly hosts is much likely even grander than the funeral burial service of George Bush.
我确实的相信，在主耶稣降世的那个晚上，在天上千金那个诗班，它比这个老布什这个葬礼。
Because this is the birth of the Savior of the world.
这个其实就是这个世上的救主他的诞生。
And this birth is for you and me, the entire humanity. Therefore, we should say joy to the world.
这个礼物就是一个救主给你给我，所以我们就说普世欢腾。
Second,
第二
I think the humble birth.Of Jesus Christ is to signify that Jesus is for all people in all circumstances.
我相信这个谦卑卑微的主耶稣的降生，它象征了他是了给世人，无论你在任何的境况。
The way that Jesus, God arranged his son to be born, to be given rapid this way, I think the message is not to be neglected.
上帝让他的儿子出生是用那个那么卑微的来包装，他不是他疏忽了或者是不注意。
It is telling us the obvious that the birth of Jesus is for everyone in every circumstances.
反而就是告诉我们，这个主耶稣的降生是为了所有的罪人所给你给我的。
I want to draw your attention to think about whom.What group of people God chose to announce the birth of His Son?
我请大家注意一下，上帝是拣选那些人来宣告这个婴孩的出生。
Whom did God announce this news to?
这个好消息，上帝是向谁显现的呢？
He doesn't announce it in a family gathering of Irvin and Cecilia.
他没有宣告在Irvin, Cecilia 家里聚会的时候跟他们说。
It's not announced while our church having service.
也不是在我们现在聚会的时候对我们说。
While the whole world was sleeping, God chose to announce this great news to a group of shepherds.
当整个世界在沉睡的时候，上帝拣选了一批的人，这一般人就是
You have to realize what shepherds are in those days, in Jesus' days.
你要想象一下，你要知道牧羊人在耶稣的时代，他们是怎么样的身份。
Shepherds are a group of low-class, marginalized people in the society.
他们是属于最低层阶级的人，是给这个社会边缘化的人。
Nobody wants to be shepherds unless you are totally, you know, you have any other choice. Nobody wants to be a shepherd.
如果你有的选择，你不会选择做那个牧羊人。
How would you like to have a job that you have to sleep outside days after days, weeks after week?
有谁愿意你的工作每一天都是睡在外头一？
Your responsibility,
每一年都是这样,
your responsibility is 24/7.
如果你的责任也是24个小时，每一天都是要做。
You have no good flush toilet. You have no place for shower.
你连去厕所的地方都没有，洗澡的地方。
You have to sometimes deal with dead animals that makes you unclean.
还有你要处理那些死去的那个。Animal 是什么？动物啊，动物。
So shepherds would be at that time on the first Christmas night. Nobody care about shepherds.
我相信很多的人在主耶稣出生的那个晚上，没有人理会到这一批人。
On that night of the first Christmas, nobody suddenly will say, I wonder what are the shepherds doing tonight.
在这个晚上。相信没有人在思想，哎，这一批人，这一般牧羊人，他们今天晚上会活得怎么样呢？
Because nobody care about them.
因为没有人去关心他们。
But God chose to announce this great news of the birth of His Son, and then tell them to the shepherds.
但是上帝拣选了这批。地下的人对他们宣告他儿子的降生。
It's telling us even for a group of people that is forgotten by the rest of society, God has not forgotten about them.
就算是一些事实上把他遗忘的人，上帝也没有让他们遗忘他们。
And God arranged Jesus to be wrapped in cloth lying in a manger.
但是上帝安排了他儿子在包裹在一个布。还要放在那个马槽。
He was born in a stable. It's the place where everybody can have access.
他是生在一个马棚，每一个人，所有的人都能去的地方。
It's on a public inn.
他就是在一个公众的这个客栈。
If God arranged His Son Jesus to be born in a palace.Then maybe just the royal people can go there.
如果上帝安排的儿子出生在一个宫殿、皇皇 皇帝的地方，只是宫殿的人才能进去。
If Jesus was born in a rich man's mansion, maybe only the rich people, the educated, intelligent people can go there.
如果耶稣他诞生在一个有钱人的豪宅，只是有钱人能看得到。
But Jesus was born in a public hotel, in a stable. This to signify that everybody can have access to go to Jesus.
但是耶稣他出生在一个贫穷人这个客栈，还有在那个马棚里头，就代表了所有这个世界所有的人都能去的地方，能看到他。
So Jesus wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger, is not just a sign for the shepherds to look for the right baby. It is also a sign for all of us.
上帝让主耶稣睡在那个马槽里头，不是让那些牧羊人能够有一个标志来找到他。
This is an open invitation. He says, "This is my son. Everyone is welcome to come near to him."
这个就是上帝要公开的邀请，所有的人，你们都可以来看我为你们预备的礼物。
God arranged his son to be wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger, is to telling us everyone is welcome to come close to him. But would you?
当这个礼物主耶稣包裹在一个破布里头，放在马槽，所有人都可以去，可以亲近他。但是你呢？你愿意亲近他吗？
Would you come close to Jesus?
你愿意亲近主耶稣吗？
Third, the wrapping of Jesus Christ is to signify, help us to think about God is really with us.
第三点，主耶稣包裹在一个破布里头，是上表示了上帝与我们同在。
We all know that Jesus was given the name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
我们知道耶稣出生，他起名叫 Emmanuel, 以马内利，就是翻出来就是神与我们同在。
What does Emmanuel, God with us, really mean?
神与我们同在，以马内利，这个意思是什么？
I think the baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger, truly illustrate this wonderful truth.
我相信当那个这个婴孩出生包裹在一个破布，放在马槽，可以象征了一个非常的一个事实。
Think just for a moment, who is this baby? What child is this?
让我们安静思想一下，这个婴孩是谁？
What child is this?
婴孩是谁？
He is the creator of the entire universe.
他就是创造宇宙万物的神，上帝。
He's by his word, the entire universe was created.
用他的语言，他口里说的话，整个宇宙就创造出来。
Yet that creator of the universe is now lying, wrapped, restrained in a manger.
但是这个创造宇宙万物的神，他现在成为一个婴孩，包裹在一个破布，睡在一个马槽，他就被控制在一个空间里头。
The creator of our universe is now restrained. It's like a helpless baby restrained by swaddly cloths.
这个创造宇宙万物的神现在被控制在像一个婴孩一样被布包裹住。
This is telling us that our infinite God has entered into our boundedness.
这个就是代表了一个无限的上帝，他来到我们这个有界限的这个世界上。
Restricted himself with time and space, just like you and me.
就是一个有界限、有时间、空间限制的一个世界。
For the second person of the Holy Trinity,
在三位一体的这个第二位神子，
having a human body was like being swaddled.
他成为了人的样式，他给绑住了。
As it contains the Almighty God in limited form，
就是用一个捆绑把这个上帝他无限的捆绑住。
Most of us are so familiar with the story of Christmas that we sometimes fail to understand the unimaginable love and sacrifice that Son of God have to endure in order to be Emmanuel, to be one of us.
我们中间有很多的人非常熟悉这个圣诞节的这个信息，就是这样，我们没有意识到上帝的儿子为我们成为了以马内利，而忍受着难以想象的爱，这个爱就是牺牲的爱，成为我们中间的一份子。
Eventually, this Jesus chose to restrain himself on the cross.
最后，我们的主耶稣，他选择了被挂在十字架上，不是因为三口的钉子把他控制。
He was restrained not by three nails.
他不是给三根的钉来控制他。
He was stuck on the cross is because of his love for us.
挂在木头上就是为了你和我，就是爱。
He wants to die to pay for the penalty of our sins.
他用他的生命，用他的死来支付我们罪孽的惩罚。
Why is Emmanuel such a wonderful news for us?
为什么神与我们同在是那个非常好的消息，好的消息对我们来说？
Because at some point of time, you and I, everyone, would feel the limits of being human.
因为有些时候我们真的觉得我们作为人，作为人类，我们真的非常有限。
Maybe it's because of the job, that some type of deadbeat job that we have to endure, cannot see the end of any tunnel.
也许你所做的工作好像很无聊，无聊死的工作，好像进去了一个 tunnel， 一个隧道，你看不到前面有光。
Maybe it's just the incurable disease that we have to withstand.
也许你患了病，而且这个病是无可医治的。
Maybe it's a broken relationship that choke out all joy and peace that we have in our life.
也许你是现在一个人际的关系的非常不好的一种关系。
Or maybe some addiction that we have totally powerless to control.
就是也许我们有一些上了瘾的不好的东西把我们的生命控制着。
You want to pray to God but somehow feel God is so distant and far away.
当你想要向上帝祷告的时候，你觉得上帝离你太远了。
But today how Jesus was given, he was given birth is to remind us that Jesus, God care.
但是今天的信息，基督降生就是上帝体会我们。
He is Emmanuel, he understands our feeling and our predicament.
他是我们的救主，他当然知道我们所面对的困难。
Because he was once wrapped and restrained and totally immobilized himself too.
因为他自己本身也被捆绑，被控制在一个空间里头。
But the good news is,
但是一个好的消息，
at the end of his earthly life,
在这个他在那个世上尽头的生命的当中，
Jesus, our gift from God,was laid in a tomb.
这个耶稣，上帝给我们的礼物，他埋葬在一个坟墓里头。
He was carefully and lovingly wrapped in linen cloth.
他被小心翼翼地包裹着，放在一个坟墓里头。
However, this time around, the story ends with the image that the cloth was cast aside, left behind.
然而这一次 这个结尾的好的故事就是在这个坟墓里头只剩下一些破碎的这个包裹的布。
God cast aside, leave the cross behind because he is the risen Lord.
上帝已经离开这个坟墓，剩下来的只是这些包裹他的破布。
The cloth would not be able to restrain and wrap our Lord, the risen Lord.
这个坟墓还有包裹他的不能控制他。
He broke the power of sin and death.
他已经突破了这个罪和死亡。
And lead all of us who believe in him into complete and eternal freedom.
他带领所有信他的人能够进去永恒的生命。
So this Christmas,
这个就是圣诞节。
Would you receive the gift of Jesus into your life?
你愿意接受领受这个礼物，就是上帝给你。
The birth of Jesus is a gift of God, inviting you to come to him.
这个礼物是上帝给你的，上帝邀请你来接近他，接受他。
Would you want to receive Jesus into your life?
你愿意接受主耶稣成为你个人的救主吗？
May also for those of us who are Christians,
就算你是基督徒，
May the gift, the sign, the wrappings of Jesus' birth inspire us to respond to the love of God in a clearer light.
再一次让耶稣降世的这个 景象这个过程重现在我们的面前，鼓励我们更爱他，更亲近他。
So let us pray.
让我们一起的祷告。
For those of us who have not never received Jesus,
我想对还没有认识主耶稣基督、没有接受他成为你救主的朋友们说，
I would like to invite you in the name of God to receive Jesus.
我奉上帝的名邀请你来接纳这个礼物，就是主耶稣基督。
If you'd like to receive Jesus at this moment, please raise your hand. I'll pray for you.
如果你是愿意在这个时刻接受主耶稣成为你的救主这个礼物的话，请你在你的座位上举起你的手。
Anyone who would like to receive Jesus?
有没有这样的人呢？接受主耶稣。
And for those of us who are Christians here, we gather here to celebrate and praise our God.
就是对基督徒来说，今天我们在这里庆祝主耶稣的降生。
Would you like hearing the message of how Jesus was delivered to you, and you want to be inspired to love him more? Would you also lift up your hand?
你已经听到上帝是用怎么样的方法把他的儿子来递送给我们。有没有激励你来更加的来亲近他、爱他？
Yes, praise the Lord.
有人举手，谢谢， yeah, 感谢主。
So we thank and every Christmas, sometimes we just fail to understand the unfathomable love and sacrifice our Lord came down on earth.
在很多的圣诞节，我们都失败。我们也不知道上帝是用这样奇妙的方法来爱我们。
Let us praise him, love him, serve him, and enjoy him forever.
让我们一同的来赞美他，来侍奉他，来享受他。
Let's pray.
让我们继续的祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的上帝，
We thank you for the truth of Jesus' birth.
这个耶稣诞生的这个真实，
including every details that you have ordained in the birth of Jesus.
你非常的强势的来描述主耶稣的诞生。
from the moments that our ancestors fell in Genesis.
在创世纪的时候，我们的祖先犯了罪。
To the point that you raise up and select Abraham.
你就是拣选了这个亚伯拉罕。
To the moments that you raise up a nation, Israel, calling people of God.
你就拣选了你自己的选民，就是以色列，成为神的选民。
To the time when the fullness of time, the birth of Jesus, born out of a womb.
当时候到的时候，你让主耶稣道成了肉身，到我们中间。
Everything is planned and prophesied and fulfilled under your sovereign will.
一切都是透过你精密的安排，你的计算，是给我们的。
And we thank you for this wonderful salvation plan.
我们感谢你给我们这样非常最美好的这个救赎，耶稣，我们的救主。
We thank you for the humble birth of our Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你让主耶稣卑微的降世为人。
We thank you for this empty the sacrifice of the second person of the Holy Trinity.
我们感谢你三位一体的神子来把他牺牲为了我们。
And we also thank you, God the Father, have elevated, exalted him to the name above all names.
我们感谢你，你要把主耶稣从重生的提高，让他的名字在万名之上。
Then we are part of this great multitude of people that we bow our knees, we'll lift up our voice and tongues to confess that you are our Lord and Savior.
我们在万民当中，我们愿意张开我们的口，记下我们的膝盖，来赞美你，来向你祷告。
May you help us to live a life that is like a living sacrifice to you.
让求主你帮助我们，让我们生活在这个世界上是为你而活。
We totally devoted our life to live for you.
我们愿意奉献我们的生命。
For your glory.
是为了你的荣耀。
For the gospel.
为了这个福音。
And for your kingdom.
为了你的国度。
May your name be lifted high.
让你的名字得到最高的高举。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。阿们。
阿们。